This is Emma. I hope you're doing really well. Welcome to ASMR. Trigger favorites. A simple whispered video. Some simple triggers. Before we get started, I'd like to tell you about something I've been working really hard on. Some special of my book. I recorded the audiobook myself, and that's going to be released on the 5th of August. But the three audio only sessions I recorded are released this Thursday, the 25th of July. It's ASMR for your commute. For your lunch break, and ASMR for your bedtime. They're all around 45 minutes each. Audio only. And I really, really enjoyed recording them. I put everything I had at the time into them. I talk about in the book and have them as a demonstration almost for people that are just finding out about ASMR. But for those of you who watch these videos anyway, I hope you really enjoy them. It's slightly different to record without the camera, and I found that I can do a few more things I wouldn't do if I had to think about the camera as well, so it's nice. They'll be available everywhere. All the streaming places and downloading places on Thursday. So, check them out if you can. When the audiobook's out and the hard copy, I'll show it all to you, because I'm really excited about it. Aeroplane. It's taken up a massive amount of my time recently as well. And not just that, but my emotions and energy and just thoughts, and it's just everything from here has just gone like that into a book. So anyway, we'll talk about that a bit more later. Thank you for listening. first I wasn't sure if they were labradorite because it's usually darker. If you have a huge piece, there are lots of dark blues in there as well. But this is the lighter part of the stone. And if you look closely, which I'm not really able to show you, perhaps you could pick up just a little bit when I do that. You could say the trademark labradorite sheen is there. And then I have a wooden bead bracelet here, which was from a family holiday in Gran Canaria a couple of years ago. And this one quartz. This one is actually from my Etsy shop. My friend Stephanie helps me to run it. It's a nice little thing for us. For me, when things go quiet, I enjoy going to buy crystals and things. But lately, nothing has been quiet for me. So it's just been Stephanie on her own. But anyway, I really like this one. This necklace here. It's very special. Got a hair cord in it there. It's from just one place in the Dominican Republic. In the sea. There's a lot of information online and in books about the metaphysical properties of crystals, and not everyone believes in that kind of thing, so I won't say, but if you like the look of this or you're attracted to any of these, look them up for yourself. I believe it's a personal thing anyway. We all get out of these things what we get out of them according to ourselves as individuals. It's your own journey. So that's the first trigger favourite. You've heard this sound lots and lots of times in different ways. Off camera as well. So you may have thought it was something else. It's my favourite sound. So if you've seen this 100,000 times, forgive me, I'm going to keep using it. It's my favourite. It's tea. A very specialty, in fact, because this was given to me by someone very beautiful at a live event 2 years ago, I think. So fast, I don't remember. 2, I think. I travelled to California and put on a live event in the theatre in San Francisco. And it's around that time I went to see Maria as well. Session. I walked out into the lobby area and lots of people were standing there all smiling, all ASMR people. This is one of them, one of the tea gifts. I still haven't opened it, as you can tell. You can't buy this over here. Spearmint, sage, herbal, some of see me? This is Scholar Light. I was attracted to it because it looks, on close, see if it works. It may not focus. You're able to see with the light, perhaps not. Let's see. It's beautiful, isn't it? I got it from a crystal show here in London called the Rock and Gem Show. I'll leave the link of the person that makes the jewellery in the description for you if you like. Quite a lot of stuff in it, and most of it you've seen trillions of times, so I'll just get out of view things. Friday, just gone, was the 6-year anniversary of this channel. So it's quite a heart-filled, is that the right word, time at the moment. I've been reminiscing quite a bit. Thinking about how far ASMR has changed and come in that time, and all the things I've done, the places I've been, the people I've met, and things I've been through in the meantime, good and bad. All important though, and all good in the end. ASMR becomes more and more popular. It's a little bit like ASMR artists can feel the pressure to produce more high tech, more complicated, more professional, snazzy videos. Myself just on purpose making something simple to try and address the balance. So of course I'd like to make snazzy ones too. But not all the time. Because I don't want that to define what ASMR is. ASMR is more about just this. To yours. And simple sounds. Skipped to another one, a more snazzy one. lavender dried. So it has a nice crunchy sound. Coffee beans. Find that that's a good selection of different sounds to use in order to explain ASMR triggers. And enough fun stuff to play with. To have a bit of fun with it as well. this video. Just going to pick out these two things because the other items have more high frequencies and a little louder, and by this point in the video I hope you're super calm, relaxed and maybe asleep. So let's keep it nice and calm and quiet. Beans and the dried lavender. zombie.